Imagine you're 18 years old and you have a stable family life. You're in your first year of university and have an active social life with supportive friends. Then suddenly, your 55-year-old father is diagnosed with dementia. It happened to Andrew Watt, and 6 years on, he says the diagnosis he never saw coming changed his life.
At the start, it didn't really affect it at all because none of us really knew what it was and what it would entail. My knowledge sort of thought that, oh, okay, well, he'll probably forget my name at some point. That shouldn't be too bad. But the more you learn about it, the more you see what's actually happening. It tends to polarise opinions and polarise the family. So it either really brings a family unit together or it just completely tears them apart. And in our particular family, we've seen a couple of things that shot me away for a little while. Like at the start, I had a lot of trouble dealing with it. Once I finally figured out what was going to actually happen, and I sort of went off on my own for probably about a year. And a very, very selfish and angry period. You know, I was smoking a little bit too much and drinking a bit too much. And during that time, my brother and sister dealing with it in their own ways, and Mum was sort of at home caring for Dad. And eventually you come back together and you sort of all band together, and then you get thrust apart again. Everyone feels like they're dealing with it by themselves. There's nothing really that can be said to make anyone feel better. You know, it's just sort of a slow decaying process, and you're pretty much watching someone that you love and admire very much slowly fade away, lose the very essence of who they are.
Dementia isn't generally associated with young people. There are about 250,000 people in Australia with dementia, and around 10,000 of those are between the ages of 35 and 70. Dr. Dennis Velikoulis is the clinical director of the Melbourne Neuropsychiatry Centre. He says people who develop younger onset dementia often find it more difficult to adjust to the idea.
No one really expects to develop dementia at a young age. It can take several years for the diagnosis to be made, because often people may be diagnosed with stress or depression as the explanation for the changes in their personality and behaviour. From the point of view of the family and the patient themselves, it's also different because they wouldn't be expecting this sort of diagnosis. Their own explanations for the changes in them do not include the idea that they may have a dementia. When the diagnosis is made, of course, this comes with relief, but then the huge sort of task of coming to terms with the implications of the diagnosis, and that in itself is very difficult for patients and families.
Although adjusting to the idea of having dementia at a young age is difficult, Dr. Velikoulis says early diagnosis is incredibly important.
If someone has had memory problems, or if someone has developed personality changes or mood changes or behavioural changes, the response of the people around them is quite different if they know that this is a dementia compared to if they think that the person has a mental illness or is stressed. People will deal with the person in quite different ways. It means that the perspective of the people around the person changed quite significantly.
Andrew Watt's father worked in the medical community before he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It was a huge shock to him and his family, and Andrew says it was difficult to adjust to and accept the diagnosis. The effect of his father's dementia led to a role reversal.
The mortality of life is sort of thrust upon you, and you have to grow up very quickly, because all of a sudden, instead of being looked after by your father, you become a carer in a sense. When you're going out, you're now helping him to eat his meal, helping him to have a shower, and you're helping him to use the bathroom, and you're helping him to feed himself and bits and pieces like that. So it's a massive role reversal. You become a little bit more cynical, a little bit more bitter, I think. The realism of the world is thrust upon you a little bit earlier than some. You get to a stage where you're able to look back and remember the good times that you had with them, as well as seeing the deterioration that's occurring at the moment.
Dr. Velikoulis says that people with younger onset dementia often face different challenges to older people. While there is no treatment for younger onset or regular dementia, the methods of care differ dramatically. Families of people with younger onset dementia often face additional challenges.
The younger person with dementia is usually physically well, and they're usually quite physically capable. They're independent in moving around, and this can create problems. For example, if they tend to wander, there are issues of having to deal with the financial consequences. If a father develops a dementia at the age of 45, there are significant financial issues for the family. Issues in terms of the family coming to terms with the illness, and especially if there are young children. And in older onset dementia, we usually have adult children who are supportive of the family, supportive of the sufferer. In younger onset dementia, those children may be in their teens or even younger, and it raises all sorts of issues related to the management of the family. Even something which sounds simple, like trying to access superannuation to help out, can be incredibly difficult and drawn out. out.
Andrew found that his father's Alzheimer's diagnosis impacted heavily on his social life. He says being younger than the average family member of a dementia patient meant there were few people that he could relate to and knew how he felt. Although his friends were understanding, Andrew found that he had to rebuild many of his support networks.
There's not really a lot that can be said, but the fact that you're growing up very quickly in a very short period of time, it isolates you from your friends in a way, because all of a sudden you're sort of reevaluating things that you wouldn't have perhaps been doing at such a young age. Your ideologies and your beliefs and your values and what you want to achieve and what you want to get out of life is very different. It becomes very different very quickly from your friends. You end up moving away from a lot of your sort of more acquaintances. That can be a hard time. I mean, I was 18 when Dad was diagnosed, so I was sort of setting up my support network then, and so that was hard to sort of have to turn my back on that as well and sort of say, well, I'm not getting the support I need out of here, not from lack of trying, but simply from lack of understanding, lack of awareness of what was going on with me. I saw my father for the first time in about 8 months yesterday. There was absolutely none of him left. Like, his body's still here and he's still shuffling around. But there's no spark in his eye. There's no recognition of who I am or who he is. And I think that's a hard process, because you still want to tell them all these things and they're still there to hear them, but it's only their body, like their mind has gone. You lose this person. I lost my father. I started losing my father about 6 years ago, and I probably lost him properly for the first time last year.